Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. More than a million Texans remain without electricity, heat, or water following a storm that's blamed for more than 30 deaths. Anger over the state's failing power grid is growing as the new storm dumps more snow and ice on the region. Sub-zero temperatures are hurting infrastructure and COVID relief efforts in Chicago. Michael Puente of member station WBEZ reports on how the city is coping with near-record snowfall.
Chicagoans are used to dealing with the snow and cold, but not this much. 9 straight days of snow tied a record Tuesday, with 18 inches falling since Sunday and more predicted. The roofs of some buildings have collapsed. Rich Guidis is coordinating the city's response.
This is Chicago. Our roofs are built for snow. They're built for a lot of snow. You have to take care of your buildings. If you don't take care of your buildings, whether it's rain or snow or high winds, stuff will happen to a building that is not maintained.
The inclement weather delays shipments of COVID-19 vaccines to the city, but vaccinations are ongoing. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.
A war of words over New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's handling of COVID-19 deaths at nursing homes is heating up again. NPR's Brian Mann reports that Cuomo is accusing one of his critics of criminal behavior.
Governor Cuomo gained a national following for his handling of the pandemic, but now faces growing criticism for withholding accurate data about coronavirus deaths in nursing homes. One of his fellow Democrats, Assemblyman Ron Kim from Queens, accused Cuomo in a letter this week of criminal misconduct and called for Cuomo's emergency powers to be revoked. During his daily briefing, Cuomo fired back, accusing Kim of taking improper payments from business owners.
And I believe it was unethical, if not illegal, and I believe it's a continuing racket.
The Cuomo administration now acknowledges more than 15,000 nursing home residents have died during the pandemic, nearly twice the number New York State previously reported. Brian Mann, NPR News.
Conservative talk radio host Rush Limbaugh has died at the age of 70. More from NPR's David Folkenflik.
At his peak, Limbaugh drew an estimated 20 million listeners weekly. In 1994, he was credited with helping sweep Republicans to control of the House of Representatives. In October 2020, he turned his show over to then-President Trump for a virtual rally during the pandemic. Limbaugh spoke to NPR in 2007 about his show.
And there is a lot of shtick and a lot of humor to it, but the one thing that I don't do is make things up, say things I don't believe just to cause a reaction, because that takes no talent.
That humor also traded on sexist and racist stereotypes. He said those who took offense were seeking to silence him. In early 2020, the longtime cigar aficionado publicly acknowledged his cancer and later revealed it was terminal.
David Folkenflik, this is NPR News. The South Carolina House has voted to ban most abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the woman's life. The measure would require doctors to perform ultrasounds to check for a fetal heartbeat. Medical professionals who violate the ban could face up to 2 years in prison, plus a $10,000 fine. South Carolina's governor has promised to sign the bill as soon as possible. A court in India has delivered a verdict in a high-profile hashtag MeToo case. Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai reports it was the female accuser who was on trial and not the man she was says sexually harassed her.
When journalist Priya Ramani accused her former editor of sexually harassing her in a hotel room 2 decades ago, he sued her for criminal defamation. Now, a court in New Delhi has acquitted her. The man she accused, MJ Akbar, resigned from his post as a government minister after the allegations came out in 2018. More than 20 women have accused him of offences, including rape, but no charges have been filed. Activists are nevertheless calling the verdict a victory for women's rights in India. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
The Justice Department has charged 3 North Korean computer programmers with carrying out a broad range of cyber attacks. A newly unsealed indictment says the alleged hackers' targets included banks and a movie studio. Prosecutors say the defendants are members of a military intelligence agency that is run by the North Korean government. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.